It's been revealed that millions of customers of Australia's largest banks are the potential targets of a sophisticated cybercrime operation. The criminals are attacking customers with Android mobile phones by stealing bank details and thwarting security systems. While millions of customers are potentially at risk, cyber experts say they can't be sure how many people have been affected. Mohammed Taha reports.
The digital protection company ESET has discovered the new malware, which is a sophisticated virus infecting Android users. The target is Australian and New Zealand bank customers. The virus presents a fake version of the login screen when an Android user accesses their legitimate banking application. Nick Fitzgerald is a senior research fellow at ESET. He says this malware attack is highly dangerous.
This one significantly is attacking two-factor authentication systems that are increasingly being used in online banking apps as a mechanism to protect users from simple phishing-type schemes that we've seen in the past. The significance of this, in particular for banking, online banking users in Australia and New Zealand, is that it attacks Australian and New Zealand banks and it attempts to bypass the two-factor authentication. So people who use banks in Australia and New Zealand that have historically not been attacked, or that Trojans, banking Trojans that only have attacked banks that don't use a two-factor authentication system, the net is now being spread wider.
The major banks include Commonwealth, Westpac, National Australia Bank and ANZ. The malware is designed to mimic 20 mobile banking apps from Australia, New Zealand and Turkey. It also mocks the login screens for PayPal, Skype, eBay and WhatsApp. Nick Fitzgerald explains how it works.
The malware concerned here intercepts the user's username and password, or account number and password, whatever it is that they normally have to put in when they log into their banking. And then if the bank that they're logging into uses a two-factor authentication system that sends a token via an SMS message to the registered cell phone of the account that is logging in, this Android banking Trojan intercepts the arrival of that text message and will send the contents of that to the bad guys, who then will be able to log in as if they were the user that owned the account and had access to the phone.
A Google spokesperson has told PM that Android users shouldn't install any apps from the internet.
It's important to only install applications from sources you trust, such as Google Play. Over 1 billion devices are protected with Google Play, which conducts 200 million security scans of devices per day.
Nick Fitzgerald echoes that sentiment and says people shouldn't disable the built-in security on their Android smartphones.
Probably the most important thing is to not disable the built-in security control that, by default, Android devices don't let you install apps from third-party app stores. They only let you install apps from the Google Play Store. And this malware can't normally get on your phone unless you have disabled that.
That's Nick Fitzgerald from the digital company ESET, ending Mohammed Taha's report.